Blackmail Piernal. I'm gonna go walk it with you. Yes. A little humid for my taste, but...
Well, once it starts warming up, it'll be good for my taste, too.
Mm-hmm. Ready, Matt? Well, let's just go at Matt's pace and see how it goes. If that's okay. Up, eh?
Yeah.
Before she's about to get hot.
Yeah? Okay. Reading about, it's all about the lobsters. doggies are just little options, man. Always defending their little territory. Uh-oh. Gotta understand the economy of things, you know. They got great power from their devotees, yeah. Prostration and stuff like that. And maybe we don't understand fully the economy. There's a new kind of slavery in the world. I think everything ends up getting into a bit of an economic frame on some level. It may not be so much money as it is power. And the ability to have thousands or millions or billions of people doing what you tell them to do.
That was pretty heavy stuff.
That was pretty heavy stuff. Yeah. Right. Better than money. We found that money is only a fair to middling motivator. Fear is so much better.
You know what? I don't know, when I was younger.
Yeah. bad day for her. Because I've been trying to figure out what game there is to what's going on.
What's that power? Yeah. Some of the people are making the money, like the pharmaceuticals and the math people and stuff like that.
Well, money tends to fall out of being powerful. You know? A powerful person will just have money. I don't even know if you really have to think about it much. New Orleans. I missed. The question is, how much capitulation will you do? yeah, you know, they might be alright. Do what they say. Or they'll kill you. One way or another. Grateful. because of course schools will be clean, and once you go out of the school to your home or to whatever, you are dirty. And it will be I think you'll see another push. There were some people who were saying, you know, residential schools, that's right. Huh? How old Elf? Is an important part of the movement. Yeah, it's part of the culture. So yeah, no. I don't think it's going to be gone. I think it will be encouraged. I think they'll actually put down, you know, places so they can do it more. Because it's going to be about distraction from what's really going on. So you go for the most base and puerile things, and you render such things safe and acceptable. The poor people will gladly hand their children over to a school that will just feed them and clothe them and take care of them 24 hours a day. The poor will love it, so they will have a good group. People that'll be forced for it, you know. The whole thing about, well, we want preschool to be all day, and you know, there's going to be a group that says, "Heck, I just want to be taken first." You know, and even though the school will be telling them, you know, how terrible their parents are and how much better the kids are because they've gotten some distance from home, the parents will be all for it because they'll be kind of saying, they're going to have a better life than I could have ever done. Yeah. Black Lives Matter. Number two is the destruction of the nuclear family. If you read their little aims thing, and you're going, wow, what's that supposed to do? What does that mean? And you go, dude, they want kids to hate their parents. And they're going to prop up organizations that can do that. And you go, schools are perfect, as usual. So, yeah. They're going to be looking to open up the school as quickly as they can. Everybody will get the impression the school is clean and safe. Everything outside of the school is dirty and virus-ridden. I don't know if this walking around the school is tolerated. You know? Without you going through the same weird screening process that the kids go through. There will be an upswell. The kids are going to be screened. We're tired of being screened all the time. And you go, well, if you stay here and you don't go home, we won't screen you. And of course, it will be a great cheer. Parents visiting their kids. Good morning. Maybe parents visiting their kids really obnoxious. Put them through really intense screening. Susan, yeah, parents will come to less. Susan, if parents aren't there in the school, guess what? The school can do whatever the hell they want. It is. The only escape is homeschooling, but the state may come up with a good enforcement, which it didn't have in the past, at least in New Mexico. They may come up with good enforcement to force you to teach what they tell you to teach because of all the, you know, and they might say, nope, all the homeschoolers need to be tested. And here's the test they're going to have to pass. And the school dictates it. So, yeah.
The real workout is walking the other hill. And so one day she walked, she goes, oh, I thought the other one was hard. This, that one was easy.
Yeah, time to walk downhill.
Okay. Just no sprinting, man. So I don't know if it's going to happen this time around or the next time around.
But eventually?
But I think it'll get to that point. This was yet another in a long string of trial balloons people will do. Buildings to house children and their caregivers. And there's going to be a lot of mommies and grandmommies who are going to be the breadwinners in their households because they're the caregivers. Of course, they'll live on site, you know. That's just the way it's got to be. Pretty soon there'll be more of them than there are of any of us. So everybody's safe. Oh, we like democratic socialism. We've got a bunch of kept voters. They will do exactly what we tell them to do. Because if they don't, we don't even have to be overt about it. Just the vague threat that they might lose their job if things don't go the way we think they do. They should go. You know, and it won't be, oh, I know how you voted, because we're not necessarily going to know that. Although the new systems, the mail thing, will make it a lot easier to figure out how people are voting. You know, and it'll be, we don't have to know how you voted. We just see how you act and how you react to things. And making the school problems in ways that we don't like, you'll just kind of not be here anymore. We'll just let you go for one reason or another that can't easily be traced back to anything. About these suckers, they require so much maintenance. It almost did. It's almost like, so those things really actually make money, or is it just a bunch of virtue signaling? Yeah, just really expensive virtue signaling. Maybe it wasn't really forthcoming. He did say that he thought there was a return on investment, like 10 years out. And you're going, well, maybe. I don't know. Solar's looking better. But solar is something that it is kind of, solar is something that can be decentralized. And the powers that be aren't very excited about that. You know? They're happy that most solar gets tied back into the grid and you can control people with that. You know? Well, I'm not getting much money out of this. You know? Your power company decides how much money you ultimately make, if anything. And they can always decide that you're not making anything, you know. There's important. We need to do this and that. Those of you who lease your systems, it was kind of a funny lease that's also tied to your house. Therefore, we can exercise some control over your house. Stuff like that, you go, oh, I want to tell you that good. Because I'm like, oh, somebody might do this. The batteries are not the best either. They wear out. Yeah, boy. postman sound. Money to be made. Higher education's an interesting side thing. All these online ways of doing it. Universities can't really compete with that. So that's kind of how that's going to go. Universities will probably, institutions may die for it as we find other ways of doing it. The biggest problem is these PhDs, you know? It's almost like if you make a guy a PhD, he's almost an independent authority. You know? Can they start a university? And you go, oh yeah. To give you accredited? Well, in the past, that was basically what accredited you, was the fact that you had PhDs. Teaching. But I think they've pretty much fixed that so that that's only one criteria. You can have 5,000 more. But in the end, what matters is, well, employers seek out your graduates. That's still true. Although they may do something about that too. Pardon me.
It's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Whoa! So maybe those are the stories I should be writing. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Fans. that sound inside. Well, let's go ahead and turn it to low vent. No sense letting it heat up. Having to fight it all the way back down. Oh! Oh. Like I said, I don't know how much longer it'll be tolerated. School's already a place that has a different set of rules because children are special. That's going to be used I think that's going to be taken to a new and interesting level. Schools don't like the parents coming around anyway. This creates a wonderful opportunity for them just to say, I'm sorry, you have to go through all kinds of weird TSA-like things to come and talk to some, you know, to your betters.